This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Something else that's going up? People owning homes. New data from the Census Bureau show the rate of home ownership rose last year for the first time in more than a decade to a little more than 64%. In several big cities, though, renters now outnumber homeowners. Marketplace's Renata Sago explains what's going on.
The boost in the nation's homeowner rate is kind of a big deal because we're still watching whether the market has recovered from its collapse when so many swapped deeds for leases. Around 1.5 million more people bought a house in 2017 than the year before, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
We're finally seeing the confluence of not only jobs coming back, but wages slowly but surely starting to rise. Folks are feeling comfortable enough to buy.
Darren Bloomquist tracks real estate trends for Adam Data Solutions. He found the home ownership rate for first-time buyers under age 35 grew four times more than other groups. Cities that saw the biggest boost are those with good jobs and lots of housing. Atlanta, Phoenix, Nashville, and Seattle, to name a few. Some places, San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles, have plenty of jobs, but not enough housing. Cheryl Young is chief economist for the real estate website Trulia.
Prices are so high right now. There's really low inventory, a lot of competition. So it is a tough market out there.
U.S. Census Bureau data shows in about a quarter of the nation's 100 biggest cities, renters are now the majority of residents. University of Wisconsin real estate professor Steve Malpezzi says the national homeowner rate just doesn't apply to places where there's major demand.
Population's going up, employment's going up, but you can't build, or you can't build enough to catch up.
And that's not an equation any big city can change quickly. I'm Renata Seco for Marketplace.